Blog Talk Radio.
Batman. Roll Corp in the house. Ha ha! 313! Here I come. Get on the floor and move your butt. Move your butt. When the big girls is in the house, move your butt. Shorty, back it up.
Yeah.
Bend that ass over just a little. Grab your ankles and twerk the middle. Now, whack rappers want to fatten fat. When the track sound right, don't try to test that city. We rip through these like water, hot like fire. Big girls holler. Now, I'm the fat superhero. But when I step in the club, it's like below zero. I bring heat for my people. She's those who roll and stomp out Evo. Fat man, chicken hawking.
Chicken hawking.
I'm popping my collar while I'm fat city walking.
Yeah.
And we gon' blow a dub to this. Big girl, stand around and show me love by this. Ha ha! Get on the floor and move your butt. Move your butt. When the big girls is in the house, move your butt. Move your butt. Ha ha! Fat man, fat city. Move your butt.
Ha ha!
Move your butt. It goes front, back, side to side. Move your butt.
Ha ha!
Move your butt. I'm the G-Troy, take a note, need for intro. Gets a Mac nigga with the tight ass rhyme flow. They see I don't wear smoke. Nigga drops tracks in his crunk all night. Fucking with my kinfolk, said this shit feels right. Big ballin' ass nigga from Detroit West Side. In a three-piece suit and I rock the flow. When my big girls act like I can steal the show and sip on mo and pop my collar. Summa cum laude, big pimpin' the scholar. Graduated nominated, I'm the father of facts. Professor Pussy, poppy, poppy, pussy to that. I chase the cat. Here's a toast to the booty. Brown and black, they both act like they knew me. Down the crack, you hold back when you do me. Round and fast, the soundtrack.
Introduce my co-host, G-Spot, is you in the building?
I certainly am. How are you, Big Daddy?
I am fine. I'm very, very excited about this show. You had told us about these people last week on the Unsigned High Radio Show. And if everybody, you know, thanks for tuning in last week and listening to the archive show. Thank everybody for tuning in now. This, you know, we got a nice switchboard, nice and lit up. But last week we was talking, giving up a lot of knowledge about getting their EPKs and things like that together. And you were speaking on two people in particular. It was four to five people in particular, but the two that we were able to get the tracks uploaded was Legacy Royale.
No.
Legion, is it? Right? It's Legacy, right?
Right.
Yes, Legacy Royale.
Legacy
Royale.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy Royale and Ruby D. Now, one thing that you had put me up on, and you was asking me, you kept asking me, said, have you seen Ruby D's pictures? Have you seen Ruby D's pictures? And I was like, yeah, I've seen some of it. Most of the pictures I've seen have been close-ups. Never seen full body shots until recently. Didn't know Ruby D was representing BBW industry, as we also do. Didn't know that. So you turned me on.
Yeah, Ruby Red. It's actually Ruby Red. And Ruby Red is a plus-size rap artist.
Please forgive me. Yeah. I'm saying Ruby D. Ruby D is an old black actress. Y'all don't pay no attention to me. Ruby Red. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Go ahead.
Ruby Red is a BBW. She is a beautiful, beautiful woman. She's not really that big, but she is a thick woman, and she is a beautiful woman, and she is a rap artist here in Las Vegas, and she represents all most of us women out there that have a few things on our mind but don't have the balls to say, so she's pretty out there. She'll say it like it is, so I got to give her a lot of props for that.
Okay, so big shout-out to everybody that's tuning in right now. Like we said, we got Legacy Royale in the building tonight. He's on the line. And we have Ruby Red in the building tonight. And we're going to be featuring some of their music and everything tonight. But the question of the day is, and this is something that I posted up, and it's something I want to ask G-Spot and everything like that. And then we will get to our gossip corner and bring in our other co-host, Lady Lauren. This is what I want to ask you, and this is something that I don't know if people know or figure out, most of these artists. In this industry, do you think it's about, and I want to say this right, it's not about who you know, but I want to get it right. It's not about who you know, but how you go about it.
I know where you're going. It's not about who you know. Let me just reiterate that I do not know the music industry. I have my opinion, and my opinion only. But in this industry, just like modeling or acting, you have to stand on your own two feet. You have to build your character, your image. You have to represent yourself. You have to be your own promoter, your own manager, your own, road crew. You got to do it yourself, because if you're not doing it first, then nobody else is going to follow and help you out and do it for you. And it isn't about who you know, because there's a lot of artists out here now today that do have family, friends in high places within the music industry, but can't really turn to them, not because they don't want to, but because they need to establish themselves in the industry first before they can turn to them and say, okay, this is what I've done. You know, that goes along the same line with their EPK. If you get your press kit together, get your resume together, and make sure it's a quality resume so that others can look at it and say, okay, well, you know, we can give this guy a shot. You know, he at least came with, you know, his resume intact, his press kit ready to go. You know, he explains to us where he comes from, what he does, what he's about, what his music stands for, you know. So, definitely build your image, build your EPK, your resume.
Now, I screwed up my own question of the day. Boy, I'm batting 1,000 a day, boy. I'm gonna have to go sit down and sit in the corner and shake my finger.
Some Vinco Belova or something.
Man, but yo, y'all make sure y'all come out and kick it with me and Gina and everybody for the Pillow Talk Radio Show tomorrow night at the Blind Tiger. All right, that's 6295.
I was waiting for you to call it the Blind Lion.
You know what I'm saying? I'm working here, girl. I'm working. I'm going to have to go get some. I'm going to have to take my old ass to go get some glasses. Damn. 6295 South Pecos Road in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? That's tomorrow night, August 2nd, 10 p.m. until. Big shout out to DJ Todd One. Is going to be on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Miss G-Spot will be in the building, of course, along with Fat Man, and Lady Lauren will be in the house. So you guys come on out and kick it with us.
All of our single ladies and gentlemen from LBPW will be out there as well. So, yeah, definitely come
building,
out and mix and mingle.
Exactly, exactly. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a good
just
time.
Just a little.
Say what?
I said just a little.
Yeah, just a little, just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But one of the things that I said that I messed up my own question of the day, which was basically this show is about who you know in the industry, but what you know in the industry. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's not really about who you know; it's what you know about the industry. Now, real quick, very profound statement from our guest tonight, which is Mr. Legacy Royale, which is on his Facebook pages, Legacy Ortega. I've been saying that ever since I've been here in the studio. I like the way that Legacy Ortega. it makes me sound like you're a bullfighter or something. You know what I'm saying? Introducing Legacy Ortega. Okay. All right. I had to get my Scarface thing out. Okay. This is what he posted today on his wall and everything. He says, artists struggle because they have the local sound. The point of music, of art, is to expand beyond where you are, to influence and move people from all walks of life, not just your crew or your city. Think outside the box. Think outside the city. Very, very well spoken, very profound. That makes a hell of a statement. Yeah, I mean, that kind of...
And that's what I touched on last week was, you know, that this man is very talented. Yes, he is talented as an artist, as a performer, as a dancer. He is very talented, but he is also very profound. He is a very spiritual man. And so, you know, he whatever he performs and when he does perform, it from his heart, and it truly comes with spirit that comes from within. So, yeah, he is a very profound person, and I'm, you know, very honored to know him and work with him, and I'm very proud of him as an artist and as a person. He is a very intelligent and spiritual person, and I really, really love that about him.
Well, I know he's on the line right now and everything, and he wanted to touch base. What's going on, Legacy Ortega?
What's going on?
What's
how y'all
going
doing?
On, man, everything is good. Everything is good. We're just sitting here going over your thought of the day, your statement of the day that you posted on your page, and it said, you know, kind of expound on that a little bit more. I know you spoke on that last week when you was talking about the type of music that you were doing. So kind of, you know, expound on that just a little bit more.
Right. Basically, about my post on my Facebook, it's basically two local artists, not just here in Vegas, but all over, like no matter where you are, you have to think outside the box. You have to expand, and you have to recognize that you are a brand. Like, people aren't paying to see you per se. They're paying and they're giving their attention to you because they want to hear what you have to say. So you definitely have to conduct yourself as a brand and as a business. And if you're trying to appeal to the greater masses, you have to think outside of what's going on in your city. You have to be up to date on, you know, I mean, anybody can say, you know, I'm rocking the new J's, or, you know, anybody can follow the newest trend, but to be talking about something that's actually happening and it's actually affecting people, good and bad, that's how you do it. That's how you think outside the box. That's how you step outside of yourself.
Okay. Now, you wanted to express your point of view on the topic of, it's not about who you know in the industry, but what you know about the industry, you know,
right,
or what you know in the industry.
I feel like it's not who you know. It's more so how well you know yourself. And in this industry, a lot of cats aren't real with themselves. You know, a lot of cats aren't honest with themselves. They're surrounded around people that won't tell them if they need to improve. They're not surrounded by these honest people. You know, everyone talks about keeping it 100, but obviously no one's keeping it 100 because you constantly hear and see people say keep it 100. If it was kept 100, then there'd be no need to even speak on it because everybody's being real. So I feel like it's not what you know, but it's how well you know yourself.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
That's exactly
Amen.
Right.
Well spoken. Listen, my thing is this, and this is something that I want to ask you, because there is somebody out there listening to this radio show, which right now you are listening to the unsignedhyperadio.com.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to Mr. Legacy Ortega.
Yeah.
My man, Legacy Royale, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. If you got any questions for G-Spot, if you got any questions for Lady Lauren, I see the 317 area code in the building, the 904 area code in the building, the 702 area code is definitely in the building. Also, we are definitely looking for our spoken word artists. We need you guys to start chiming in. I know Gina has brought a few ladies on board to the show, to Pillow Talk and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we want this to be this show to be diverse. This is what we're talking about. This is what Legacy Royale is talking about, diverse. Music should be a melting pot. You know what I'm saying? Without music, there wouldn't be life. Okay?
Right,
and that's
exactly.
That's just real shit. And on that note, we're going to get into this song by my man, Legacy Royale. Listen, man, introduce your song. You got it.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Legacy Royale. Some of y'all know me as Legacy Ortega. This is my new joint right here called You Got It. It's definitely, I dedicate this song right here now to the BBWs of the world. So I just want y'all to know that it don't matter what society says, you got it. Let's get it.
Let's get it in, y'all.
The way you move your ass, I wanna mount it. Girl, you a sounding LR. Wherever you are, don't gotta tell them where you at. We below radar. Later, give in to your dark side. Later, got plans for your backside. Outside is what the bedroom look like. Lights on, show me what your sex look like. Never seen a girl who body so tight, so right. Make me catch a plane this night, alright. Love is in my sight, and I got a rush for excitement. Dip a low, drop a low real slow. Not up, up and away, here we go. Only God know how we flow. Exclusive, not for the people. You got it, and then some. In Victoria's Secret, crimson. I'ma ride up on it, creeping, seeking, freaking all weekend. And I'ma give it to you like you never had before. To the window, to the walls, and in the floor. Enjoy when the bomb deploys. Since you a good girl, I'll be a bad boy. Hope you naughty by nature. My perfect sin is what I raise ya. So drop it low for the Royal Legion. Girl, I hope you ain't got it for no reason.
Cause you got it. Looking for excitement. Make me wanna stare at your body all night. Yeah. Come on, let's get naughty. Put your body on me. Come and shake that ass.
lives to that thing they do. Hate seeing you leave, but love how it moves. You got it, and you can get it. Grown woman, no kidding. Your body got all my focus. Head games, no hocus pocus. Slow dance, got a love for your romance. If you don't believe, just give me one chance. Whoa there, let me see you go there. Got me standing up, I'm all in the air. Put my face in your pair while I'm pulling your hair. Reverse cowgirl while I'm sitting in a chair. Cause baby, you got it, and it's all mine. In a bed of rose petals, you so fine. I'm so blind, how you shine. Gotta wear shades when I hit it from behind. I'm just playing, but I'm saying, you ain't going nowhere. I'm saying, if you want it, come get it. Girl, your body got me smitten. Listen, you got my attention. I ain't about to abort this mission.
Cause you got it. Looking for excitement. Make me wanna stare at your body all night, yeah. Come on, let's ignite it. Put your body on me. Come and shake that ass for me, baby, all night, yeah. Girl, you got it. You got it. Girl, you got it. You got it. Come and drop it low for a play like me. Come and drop it low for a play like me.
Yeah, you just unsigned hype, you know what I'm saying? Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That's my man, Legion Royale, you know what I'm saying? Legacy Royale. I don't know why they say Legion. I'm gonna have to choke my people in the studio and say the other day, uploading things wrong and spelling stuff wrong, got me sounding all crazy. That was Legacy Royale or Legacy Ortega.
Yeah.
Got it, man. That's hot. Now, what inspired? I know you said the BBWs inspired that song, man. We are definitely going to have to play that at the club and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I can see some of them big girls out there doing the wobble on that. You know what I'm saying? And things like that there. That's what I agree to laugh and everything. Yeah, we're going to make the girls wobble tomorrow night and this, that, and the other. Like we say, y'all, it's going down tomorrow at the Blind Tiger, rawr, okay? You know what I'm saying? At the Blind Tiger, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to make sure that Mr. Legacy Royale is in the building, you know what I'm saying? 6295 South Pecos Road, Las Vegas, Nevada. Good food, drink specials. DJ Todd, one in the building. Hip-hop, top 40, R&B. We're going to even see if he going to play You Got It, you know what I'm saying? So we can see y'all girls get out there and do y'all damn thing, you know what I'm saying, man? So, listen, I got a quick question for you, man, before we bring on Miss Ruby Red. If there is a young artist out there, younger than you, that's trying to do what you're trying to do, and nobody's giving him no good advice, what would be the advice that you give him or her?
I would tell him or her to not give up. I would tell him or her that it's going to be a lot of times where you doubt yourself. It's going to be a lot. It's like not even focusing on other people. You got to understand it's not about other people. It's a mental thing. And if you feel in your heart and soul that this is for you, then do it. It don't matter what mommy and daddy, brother, sister, and friends on the block say. You do it and you study your craft. Your favorite rapper, your favorite singer, your favorite dancer, model, whatever, you study them. Study them. If that's your idol, then study them. And get it down right. Music is like school. It's like an education. Educate yourself and go out there in the world and show them what you've learned.
I have a question for you. You said about emulating your idol. Now, would you recommend that they take it to the level of imitating them?
No, never that. Because if you're imitating somebody, you know, we have enough copies. As far as, like, music, we have enough people that's clones. Don't imitate them. Just study them. Study, if it's a rapper, study their metaphors. Study how their stage presence is, how they utilize the stage and the space. Study how they conduct themselves in interviews and things like that. And but you always want to be as original as you can. You have to understand you're going to get compared to people. That's just the gist of it. But just throw in your own originality and just go for it. Just go for it. Never okay. Be the next person. We got enough clones out here. We don't have enough of you.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that because I do
exactly.
Tend to see some artists out there that try and imitate, you know, the person that they you know, respect or admire or whatever, the artist that they see, and they want to imitate them in some ways, and I find it, you know, really hard, you know. Like I said before, I listen to the music and I look at the person and the image that they represent, and it's sometimes, you know, I will give my honest opinion, and you well know I've given you my honest opinion. You know, I try and let them know, okay, this is my opinion. You know, I think that you perform better with slower music, or I think you come off, you know, this way or that way, you know. And sometimes it's not something they want to hear, but I give my honest opinion. And, you know, a lot of these artists, they really need to stand in front of the mirror and really decide which way they want to go.
Right.
If they're going to go with R&B, or if they're going to go with hip-hop or whatever they're going to go with, they need to figure it out, stick with it until they really get a knack for it and you know, do well with it. I find a lot of artists flip-flop back and forth because they have no idea what they want to do. You got to find that one lane that you want to go down and stick with it. You know, don't pop out with 15 songs a month, and every month you come out with 15 more. You know, bring out a couple of good ones, you know, really promote the hell out of them and show the world what kind of quality work you have, not, you know, bombard them with 2 million different tracks. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think a lot of artists need to look in the mirror and really analyze themselves before they get out there on stage.
Yeah.
So, listen, before we get up out of here, so we can bring in our gossip reporter and entertainment reporter, Lady Lauren, tell everybody where they can find you at, Legacy.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? You can find me on Facebook at, like Fat Man said, Legacy Ortega, or you can look me up under Legacy Royale. I'm on SoundCloud as well, Legacy Royale Music. Shout out to Inhuman Enterprises. Shout out to D Music, Daniel Perez. Shout out to my sister, Callie Scott. Look for them. And, yeah, we out here.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Listen, man, I want you to stay on the line, man, because I'm going to make sure that you and Ruby Red make a connection, because this with Unsigned Hype Radio is all about it. It's about networking and connecting so we can start connecting with this music, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, man, hold on. Yo, you're listening to the Fat Man, and you got your girl G-Spot in the building, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with our on-the-street reporter, gossip columnist, entertainment entrepreneur, all that rolled up into one, and just a little bitty thing. We'll be back with Lady Lauren in just a little bit, y'all. You got Unsigned Hype Radio coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah, baby. I just don't know what it is. And you know I got a thing for you. I'm trying to get you to the crib, but you playing them games. What's up?
Tell me how you want it, baby. I can give it to you. Don't be acting shady. These other niggas wanna play games. Come and give it to me. Let me play with that thing. Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck. So come to my house, baby, so I can give it to you. Don't be acting shady.
I'm trying to give you that thing. Said I'm trying to make you my main. But girl, you always playing, trying to run them fucking games. But girl, I ain't no lame. I'm trying to put you off in them planes. G5 riding high, solo, oh my. Said girl, we finna ride. We taking off tonight. And baby, that's no lie. High up in the sky, we watching the birds fly by. Ecstasy, you and I, Johnny Gill saved my mind. In the presence of a new high, you said you wanted, baby. Let me drive your ass crazy. Let me give you some of this dick. Let your tongue play with it. like a mass in the stone. Till I'm ballin' like I'm grown. Girl, it's finna be on. Mickey, tap out.
All right, we back. Unsigned Hype Radio coming to you live and direct. And said the other, that was my man, Dion Cage, and you know what I'm saying. He was getting it in, and this and the other. I guess it was Mr. Nasty time. It was time for Mr. Nasty. You got the Fat Man G Spot coming to you live and direct. You're off from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying. This is Unsigned Hype Radio. If you want to holler. I got a comment or anything you want to say, you want to ask G-Spot a question or anything like that, you want to ask Lady Lauren a question, you can hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And right now we're about to bring in our gossipologist slash roving reporter slash on the streets. At that time, at that moment, reporter bringing the report to you right now. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Lady Lauren is definitely in the building. What's going on, Lauren?
What's going on, Fat Man? Hey, Gina. Hey, G-Spot.
Hello.
Hey,
how
what's going on?
What's up for us today?
Well, you got to care about Remy Ma. She's out of prison. She got released from prison. Remy Ma did. She got released from prison yesterday.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Congratulations. Congratulations, Remy. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, right.
What was she in for now?
I believe she went to prison for, like, shooting somebody in the face, or you know what I mean? Or shooting somebody, like, some girl, like stole money from her or something like that. Don't correct me if I'm wrong, world out there, but yeah.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
Her, you know, it was a gun situation. Yeah, so she's out on social media, you know, trying to get back in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
got Kendrick Lamar. You know, he has a debut 14-minute short film coming out, and it's called M-A-A-D, and it is inspired by his new album, Good Kid, and it's going to be held at the L.A. Sundance this actual month, actually.
Okay.
And actually, LL Cool J, he's releasing a new album. So
really?
It's been like, what? Yeah, it's been like 14 years ever since he released it.
Wow.
The new album is going to be like GOAT. It's called GOAT 2.
Okay.
So if you guys heard of GOAT 1, it's going to be, you know, GOAT 2 coming out. So, but he's still in the studio working.
Wait a minute. Let me just clean up my slobber.
LL Cool J and Taco, like, coming back.
Hell yeah, he is. I've had a crush on that man for all my life.
Oh, Sookie, shut up. You know what I'm saying? Give me your chocolate drop. You like Hershey's Kisses too. You know what I'm saying?
He's not like chocolate drop. He's like more like caramel, like the
rose
caramel,
oh, he's,
like
oh,
inside
he's,
the caramel.
He's kind of like a mocha latte, you know what I'm saying, cappuccino type.
I don't give a shit what the hell he is. He's just plain yummy, that's all.
Well, listen, ladies. I'm gonna really turn this into a girl power situation. Right now, we're going to bring in our other guest to chit-chat with you guys, and I'm pretty sure Lady Lauren has some questions for her, and I know Gina has some questions for her. You guys may see her on Facebook all the time. She's always posted her music, always telling it like it is, ain't never biting her tongue, always putting
it
out there. You know what I'm saying? So with no further ado, let's bring her on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, live from Las Vegas. Ruby Red is in the building. What's going on, sweetie? Can we hear you? Are you there?
Las Vegas.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Here we go. Let's try this again. Here we go. Ruby, you there?
I'm here. What's good, Fat Man and Gina?
What's going on? What's going on? She said the nasty bitch is in here. I feel you. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna kind of step back because I'm gonna let you ladies handle this interview and this, that, and the other. But Ruby, introduce introduce yourself real quick, and then y'all can go from there, and then we get into some music. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ruby Red. I'm from Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, CEO of 3XR ENT, which is my record label, Ruby Red Records. Just out here grinding. What's up with y'all?
Hey, girl.
What's up?
You know what? I want to get straight to the meat, because Fat Man didn't realize that you were a BBW. So he just got school today. And
yeah,
so
I
being
did.
That
I
you
did.
Are... Yeah, being that you are a single mother of, like, what is it, five beautiful children?
Six beautiful children.
Okay.
You
right.
are a, you are not a teeny bopper. You are in your 30s, am I correct?
Yes.
And you are a BBW. So
yes,
you
I am.
Have, you have, oh, I don't know, all kinds of strikes against you, being that you're a rap artist. So how do you deal with that image, the image of a rap artist, yet separate it from your life as a mother and as a house mother, taking care of your kids and working and doing your thing outside of the rap industry? How do you separate the two? How do you incorporate the two?
That's a good question. Well, like you said, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of negativity because, you know, my age, how many kids I got, you know what I'm saying, and I'm a BBW, you know what I'm saying, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I just keep it real, and like Fat Man said, you know what I'm saying, I speak my mind, I hold no bars, and I don't bite my tongue for shit, you know what I'm saying, and I grind, and I'm a hustler all day long. That's what I do. Now, as far as my incorporating my music with my family and work, I mean, to be honest with you, it all flows together, you know what I'm saying? Don't nothing stop. I'm a mom 24 hours. I'm an artist 24 hours. I'm a CEO 24 hours. And I'm a hustler 24 hours. That shit just goes together, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no separating the two. You know, my family supports me with my music. My kids support me with my music. My kids as well, you know what I'm saying, do music as well. So it's kind of like a family thing.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, right.
That's always
glad your family
supports
you.
What was that, Lauren? Go ahead.
I was saying I'm glad that her family supports you, because that's like the main thing, family and friends. I mean, of course you can have the fans, but you really need your family and friends there to support you. So that's all
awesome.
That's
for you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
without
support, things are going to make too far.
What's happening to Ruby Red? What's going on with Ruby Red? When is she performing? Where is she performing? What's coming up next for you?
I'm working on a few things. Nothing's really set right now. As far as like performing wise, I can't really say. I'm in the process of putting some shows together. I got a few artists coming out from Texas that's coming out at the end of August, so I'm trying to put on a show and get them out here, you know what I'm saying? As everyone knows, I work with a lot of artists outside of Las Vegas, you know, from the South, West,
right.
East Coast, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I fuck with everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm
right.
trying to get that established. I just signed my contract to make it official. I'm official CEO, official business owner of 3XR ENT, you know what I'm saying? So I'm building that. I'm working on my website, and as well as I'm working on my album and my mixtape, and there's no permanent date. You know, as you guys were talking to Legacy earlier, you know what I'm saying, it's quantity over it's quality over quantity, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't set the date because I want my shit to be right, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't worried about that. I got music out there. If you want to hear me, you can Google it, check it out. I promote myself all day long, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just I don't have no date set yet, but I'm working, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's up. Well, speaking of music, let's not delay this any longer. Let's get into this Ruby Red, this nasty bitch, this, that, and the other. Introduce your song, sweetie.
All right, this is for all the nasty bitches out there, you know what I'm saying? Don't be shy, let a nigga know what's up.
The motherfucking beat. We grinding global, bitch.
The Ruby Beats. motherfucker. Sucking on that dick, he like, oh, she a motherfucker. I'm a nasty bitch, I can take all that dick.
In the music industry?
My influences in the music industry? Well, Trina would be one, you know, and that would be with the nasty shit. But, I mean, I look up to our original, our pioneers, Queen Latifah. She's number one. I mean, I can't, Queen Latifah, my mind's going blank right now. Missy Elliott, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a huge Nicki Minaj fan. Sorry, I know everybody loves her, but I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't feel bad, sisters, and neither am I.
You like Little Kim?
Like the fan of Little Kim?
What was that?
I said, are you a fan of Little Kim?
I'm a fan of Little Kim's old work. Not her
old
new
work. Okay,
I don't know what she on right now, but I like her old shit. You know what I'm saying? When she was rocking with Biggie, you know what I'm saying? That shit went hard. She kept that shit gangsta. She kept that shit real. You know what I'm saying? And now I don't know. She got out of prison, and I don't know what she's talking about now.
I'm sorry. Let me just one more question. Being that you are a woman in your 30s, a mother, and you've dealt with life, and I'm imagining, like others, you've had your issues in your life. How much of your life experiences are reflected in your music?
All of it. Everything. If I ain't been through it, if I ain't about it, then you ain't gonna hear me spit it. You know what I'm saying? Everything I spit is real live shit. I've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, that's just what it is. I've lived a very hard life. You know what I'm saying? I've been on my own in these streets since I was 15 years old. My mom passed away. My dad passed away. You know what I'm saying? When I was really young. So I mean, it's just. I've lived the struggle, you know what I'm saying, and that's what motivates me. You know, I wanted to tell my story, and I wanted a way to vent, you know. So I turned to my music. I mean, I started off writing. I was a writer, you know. I used to write poetry. I have public work. You can look it up online, you know, under my real name, Poor Nanny Gartrell, you know. And I just went from writing poetry to writing music to performing music, you know, and I started rapping, and that's what I've been doing.
So if we have a spoken word night, you would come back on and do some of your poetry?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's my first passion right there. That is my number one passion, writing poetry, you know. That's what started it all. I've been writing poetry, and this is no bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I've been writing poetry since I was in kindergarten. I've won awards. First place award since the first grade. I was entering competitions, you know what I'm saying? I have a scholarship. I mean, I fucked off my scholarship. I ain't gonna lie. I dropped out of school, you know what I'm saying? But I had a scholarship in the 11th grade for college for writing my poetry. So, I mean, that's my baby right there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
Sorry,
what was that?
Go ahead. Give them your music info, your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook. How do they hear your music?
It's plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? Just Google Ruby Red, RUBEREDD. I'm working on my website right now, so that'll be up in a few. My artist website as well as my label website, it'll be up in about a month. So, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I mean, it's just simple. I'm on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Reverb Nation, everything. SoundCloud,
nice.
Just Google, Ruby Red. Everything will pop up, guaranteed. I got videos on YouTube. Just check it out.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I have a question for you. This I try and answer a lot of our BBWs and plus size artists and things like that. Has your size hindered you from advancing to certain levels and everything? I know in my case, I know my size has stopped me from going on certain tours and things like that due to the, you know, insurance policy, things like that. Do you ever have you dealt with anything like that?
To be honest with you, no, I haven't. I'm a sexy-ass big girl, you know what I'm saying? They want me. Plus, you know, like I said, my mouth does all the work for me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've heard comments, you know what I'm saying? But I get a lot of good feedback for actually having the balls to actually be doing this, you know what I'm saying, and being a big girl. I represent for the BBW straight up, and I don't give a fuck what anybody say. And I think with me having that attitude is why I have no problems with it. I just keep that shit real, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I've never had a problem with it. Big girls do it better anyways.
I second that all the time. And it's, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but, you know, I know there are, you know, we're already, society already feels that we're an outcast because of our size, you know. We don't have a problem with our size. Society has a problem with our size, you know what I'm saying? And you see more plus-size people make leaps and bounds in movies and things like that. It's just that it gets to the point to where society thinks that we're uncomfortable being the size that we are. We're more comfortable than they think we are. So this is why they want to tell us to lose weight, and you need to do this, you need to do that. You need to lose weight for it to be by choice. You know what I'm saying? Not by force, or not because you can't get this contract, or because you can't go on this tour and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's the downside of our entertainment business, our BBW industry and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we still have our people that are in the BBW industry. You know, we got people that's in our industry that don't think that they BBWs or BHMs. And it's like, yeah, your ass is big. It's this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And if me and you both struggling to get in these two chairs, our asses is big and shit. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, you can't do nothing but love yourself for it. So I commend you, sweetie. I commend you. I applaud you. You know I support you. You know I've hit on you a couple of times too. Yeah. Everything, you know what I'm saying? So you make sure you come out to our singles mixer tomorrow night, which is tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying, at the Blind Tiger. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so make sure you come out.
I will be in the building. I will be in the building.
Maybe we can get let me make this connection. Maybe we can get Ruby Red and Legacy Royale to spit a hot 16, spit hot 16s in this any other tomorrow night at the singles mixer. Royale, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Royale, Ruby Red, Royale.
What's going on? It's about time.
I'm a fan.
Oh, absolutely, and I feel the same way.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're talking about, you know what I mean? This is what we're talking about, cross-promoting, networking. This is what the mixer is all about, the singles mixer. And starting later on in August, we will have the Unsigned Hype, you know what I'm saying, artist mixers, you know what I'm saying, going on poolside, et cetera, et cetera. But this is what it's all about. It's about Legacy Royale and Ruby Red doing a song, Fat Man producing the track, hyping up the track, and then Fat Man and Ruby Red doing a song with Legacy Royale hyping up the track and producing the track, and vice versa, and it's any other. And this is how music goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on, and it never stops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Things like that. So if we have to be the ones to break the cycle, because there is a cycle that goes around Vegas. You get to certain people, you know, and I'm not going to lie, because I'm going to be honest. I've gotten caught up in that cycle too. No, I ain't going to record with that motherfucker and this and the other. No, I ain't going to record with that motherfucker and blah, 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 and this and the other. And I had to learn how to stop myself first and look at myself first before I could critique and say anything about anybody else. I'm not perfect. Ain't trying to be. But if it has to start here with just us five people on the phone, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know what they're missing.
I definitely agree, because I work with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit.
Right.
You can sound like shit, but get me on the track with you. We're going to make this motherfucker blow up straight up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Lauren, do you have any other questions?
Well, I was just saying, like, who do you compare yourself? Do you compare yourself to anyone? Like, I know you said you had a couple of influences. Yeah, because, okay.
I don't compare myself to anybody. I'm a gangster rapper, you know what I'm saying? And I rap about my own personal life. I got my own flow. My beats are different. I don't really listen to anybody else's music unless it's underground. And I don't listen to too many female artists, because I want to keep my own style, my own flow, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say Ruby Red.
And you only talk about you talk about personal, sex, relationships, you know, your life. Do you do any,
all
like,
that
flow songs? Is it all, like, rap stuff? Is it all hardcore?
All my shit's hardcore.
All hardcore? Okay. Cool.
I mean, that's the life I live, so you know what I'm saying? I gotta tell it how it is. I gotta keep my shit 100 and keep it real. That's just me. And anybody that knows me knows that that's how I am.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually seen you perform at, I forget, Mike Louie. He's a DJ. He had a show, and I actually seen you perform, and I was like, I like your music. I mean, you had an awesome performance. I like it. Song. It was nasty. I curse all the time.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm still with it.
Yeah, I had the
I had the pleasure of Ruby telling me, what do you mean you haven't heard my fucking song? Well, shit, I'm going to put that shit on right now. She rode in my car and was spitting in my damn car to her own damn song. I'm like, all right.
Hell, motherfucker, yeah, all day long. I'm always around her, baby.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's all about somebody taking a step forward instead of two steps backward. It seems like when you're a local artist, you know, and in certain eyes, we've all made it. If we've been blessed enough to go in the studio, make a song, put it together, arrange it, produce it, all of that, executive produce it, and this and the other, we are blessed to begin with, because a lot of people can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you go into a studio and you take over a studio session because you're like, no, I want my voice to sound like this. No, you don't dub that. I do two tracks over my voice and this, that, and the other. Then I do an overlay. Then I do my ad-libs. Then I do my reverbs and this, that, and the other and all of that. You don't have to put all that effects on my voice because I know how to throw my voice and make my voice carry to where it sound like it's 30 motherfuckers up in that booth. And it's
right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm talking about. This is why we network like this, because it's going to take this type of attitude, and not a defeatist attitude, but this type of attitude that's going to change the local music. Your
right,
man Legacy already
work,
said it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Your
right,
man Legacy
local support,
already said it.
I mean, 10 minds are better than one.
Yes. 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 It's just the minds in it's just the minds that's in the room can't be too stubborn. That's
correct.
What's
absolutely. Right. You they know, have to all support each other, and that's what we need the most.
Mm-hmm. That's what stops progress. So that means if Legacy and Fat Man and Ruby Red can get on the track, then that's gonna make everybody else go, well damn, if they can do it, well damn, then we can do that too. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's saying. That's what Legacy was saying earlier in his statement, in between the lines. Pioneer your own shit. Make your own path. Go in your own direction. And in your own focus. Same thing with Ruby's been saying. No, I don't listen to female rappers because I want to stay original. And I don't want to cloud my mind with what they're saying. I don't want to cloud my mind with this bullshit and this you know, this watered down shit that they're saying. So that way, when you know that you're spitting something, it's authentic because you wrote it. You thought it. You created it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, I hear you. You know, a lot of people used to say, you know, you trying to look like Biggie. No, I'm trying to look like Fat Man from the 313. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's who I'm trying to look like. You know what I'm saying? Cause
Right, and that's exactly what I was talking about. Stand in the motherfucking mirror, look at yourself, figure out what the hell you want to do with your career, and then represent that. And stop flip-flopping and pulling out 50 million tracks in 1 year. No. Make your brand, stand by it. You know, develop your image, stand by it. Don't flip-flop.
Build your brand is
what
you got to do.
Exactly.
Right.
And stick to it. You know what I mean? Because when you start flip-flopping and you start losing, you'll start losing that respect out there. You got to maintain.
That's right.
Well,
listen, everybody.
I mean, that's the whole reason why I don't even listen to mainstream music.
Right.
They all count.
Yeah, a lot of people don't make that commercial music. A lot of people are underground. That's what people don't understand. Like, for instance, Wiz Khalifa, he was straight underground. Now he's all commercial, mainstream. He lost a lot of fans. Like, there's a lot of people who go mainstream and go commercial.
Yeah.
And people don't like that. People like the real deal.
True. That's true. Okay, so then that brings up the question then to Ruby and Royale. If the offer is made, would you stay independent or would you take a major deal? Because when you take a major deal, that's kind of like now you're tying on the puppet strings. Staying independent, you're cutting out the middle. This is what we're trying to teach artists. Obviously, and it the proof is in the pudding because Ruby has already made that transition to CEO business owner.
Absolutely, and that's why I did it. I mean, if everybody knows, a while back I was offered I was offered a deal with Rick Ross with Maybach Music, but I mean, just because they offer you a contract and they tell you this and that, you know what I'm saying, doesn't mean it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Just
right.
because it's Maybach and it's Rick Ross, it don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if I have to switch up to join your label, then I'm not going to do that because that's not me, and I just keep my shit real, so I don't give a fuck. You keep that shit. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to build my own shit. Because I got tired of, you know what I'm saying, people coming at me with these bullshit-ass contracts and, oh, well, you got to sound like this, or you got to do this, or like Fat Man, you were saying you got to lose some weight. No, fuck all that. This Ruby
yeah.
Red, and either you like it, love it, or hate it, I don't give a fuck.
Right. Legacy, what is your take on that?
I think I'd rather stay independent. There's too many of these labels want you to sacrifice, you know, who you are as an artist and who you are as an individual. I'd rather stay independent. I'd rather sign with Ruby Red.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All day long,
okay.
You still join me.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I'd be trying to get the point across is cutting out the middleman. People don't know what the middleman is. Let me explain to you what the middleman is. The middleman is the person once, and you guys can attest to this because everybody's been in the studio and they've been in major studios. You go in the studio, you have to pay for the producer unless it's the homie. If the homie ain't got the track, then you got to pay for the track. Once you get the track, you got to pay for the studio time. Then you got to record the studio. Then once you record in the studio, you got to get a motherfucker to mix and master that shit down. Now once you mix and master that shit down, now you got to take it to another motherfucker to press that shit up, do your artwork, and this, that, and the other. Put it on there, put your logo on there, and then put it in a fucking sleeve or whatever and try and distribute it and put it out. Now, how many people that we didn't just add it in that equation? That sounded like 12 motherfuckers, didn't it? Okay?
Right.
People need to start learning how to sit down at the kitchen table and put your CD together. That's why they got labeling. This is why they got jet printing and all of this new technology type shit. You can sit at the table, at your kitchen table, and mass produce a CD for little or nothing.
All on your own.
And that's cutting out the middleman of a distributor until you can get to where you're that major where you need a large distributor. But then again, now here's the second business that you're going to invest in yourself with. Because now you're distributing your own music.
Right. And that's exactly why I started my own label because, you know, the middleman shit, fuck all that. I mean, Gina knows me, you know, I've done everything on my own. I do everything independently. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, from studio to writing my own music to promoting distribution, everything, all my own. Fuck 12 men, it's a one-man team, you know what I'm saying? And you can do it because they give you the tools to do it, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you got the tools to do it.
Oh,
you've got to invest in yourself. If you ain't going to invest in yourself, you ain't going to do shit with yourself.
Exactly. If you can invest in an ounce of kush, you can invest in yourself. Technology is through the roof. You can Google anything for free, and they got these apps and where you can upload your music. People don't know. I turn a lot of people on to YouTube. People think that YouTube is just in America. They got YouTube in Japan. They got YouTube in Thailand. They got YouTube in Okinawa. You just got to get to these sites and upload your music for free. Now you're overseas. You're not... Ain't nobody going to put you overseas and everything. So now, this is the question that you ask a major when they're talking about, yeah, we wanted this, that, and the other, or that manager, or whoever that is, or that record, or that independent label. This is the question that I ask them. What the hell are you going to do for me that I ain't already doing for myself?
I can do myself.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I say that shit all the time.
Right. Okay, because I'm doing the media. I'm getting out there grinding. I'm booking my own shows. And I'm making a little change, too, because I'm selling myself properly. I done put my press kit together. I done this, that, and the other. So what are you going to do and come to the table that's going to be so fucking different from what the fuck I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because
if you're not making those phone calls, if you're not making those phone calls like I'm making every day, for that 2 or 3 hours that I got allotted before I go pick up my daughter from school and all this, that, and the other, and start cooking dinner and everything like that. If you can't even do that, then you need to keep on stepping, get the fuck out of my face, because then we got a problem already. Houston, we got a problem. Because now you're putting me behind it.
Not only that, but how much are you paying for all that shit? That's the thing.
Exactly.
It's how much you pay for all that shit, and they ain't doing shit for you. And that's why I always say, be your own promoter, be your own manager, do your own shit, because you're going to be your number one fan. And if you ain't pushing your own shit, nobody else is going to do it for you. You got to be your number one first.
Hell yeah, that's absolutely. And me and Gina, we were talking about that in the car.
That's right.
And I talked to other artists about it too. It's like, if you're not out there pushing your own shit, ain't nobody gonna do it for you, unless you hire a major company to do that shit for you. And how much are you gonna pay for that when you can do it on your own?
Because don't nobody believe in you more than you should believe in yourself, and that's just real shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right. So before we get up out of here and everything, Ruby, if there's, and this is specifically for a younger BBW, our teen BBWs, a big shout out to our LVPP teens out there. If there's a teen, a young lady out there that's going, wow, I like Ruby D. I mean, I like Ruby Red. I'm sorry, sweetie. Lord have mercy. I like Ruby Red. What type of advice would you give her to do if she's
believe
a big girl?
Believe in herself and never give up. Mm-hmm. Believe in herself and never give up. That's just real shit. Just believe in yourself and never get up and grind. Get out there and grind and push yourself. But when I started, man, did nobody believe in me. I mean, I had the homies telling me I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. And I said, yeah, watch this. I went in the studio, came out with a track, and they was like, damn, you killed that shit.
Right.
Because I didn't stop. I just kept hustling. I believed in myself. When nobody else believed in me, I believed in me. So just believe in yourself.
Exactly.
And on that note, we're going to keep it going
all comes down to your self-confidence. You know, that's it right there. You proved it. You were confident in yourself. You know, I get a lot of women that ask me because I'm a plus-size woman because I have the confidence and I walk into a room with my head held high and I don't let anybody talk down to me just because I'm a fat girl. You know what I mean? No, I'm to be listened to. I'm to be heard. I'm to be respected.
Absolutely.
So if you carry yourself that way, then others will follow.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's all in the self-confidence.
That's right. Be a leader, not a follower.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's what's up. In case y'all just tuning in, you're listening to the Fat Man and G-Spot, Lady Lawrence, you know what I'm saying, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is UnsignedHyperadio.com. Unsigned Hype Radio Show. We're on the phone right now with Mr. Legacy Royale and Miss Ruby Red. You guys make sure that you hit them up on Facebook. Go and support, listen to their music, support what they're doing. We're going to try and make sure that we get both of them in the building at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like we said, it's going down tomorrow night at the Blind Tiger. You know what I'm saying? You know, in case your tiger can see, then, you know, it should be at the Seeing Tiger. It's going down tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying? it's the singles mixer, you know what I'm saying? DJ Ty wanted to definitely be on the ones and twos. Your boy Fat Man will be in the building with a walker because my knee is still out of whack and shit. But that's all right. I can still stanky leg, though. I can still get out there, you know what I'm saying, do my damn thing. It's not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I got a pimp cane for you, Big Daddy. I got a pimp cane. No worries.
There it is. And, of course, Miss G-Spot will be in the building and Miss Laura Cakes. Wow, I like the way that sounds. Laura Cakes. Oh, what type of cakes is she bringing and everything? I like cakes. I like cakes and everything. You know what I'm saying? It definitely, my
you
man, Legacy
like
Royale.
You just like your cake
in the frosting,
and, too.
Say what?
I said, you just like your cake in the frosting, too.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy. I had to be put a timeout and shit. I've had to be put a timeout. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to definitely have a good time tomorrow night, and this is not just the only mixer. We're going to have plenty more and everything. You know, we got the back-to-school picnic and everything coming up and everything like that. So y'all just stay tuned and everything. But since it's ladies first, on the show today because, you know, we outnumbered Royale. So, you know, it's all good. And it's in here.
Yeah,
I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? I honestly believe that female artists in Las Vegas don't get they just do all the time. And I've vouched for plenty of female artists in this, that, and the other. I'm not going to say any names because Gina wouldn't want me to do that. G-Spot wouldn't want me to do that. So, but anyway, you know, I feel that, you know, yeah, it does take kahunas. It does take gall. It does take guts. It does take a type of esteem for, let alone a plus-size woman, any woman to get in this industry, period. This is what we were talking about last week. Being a promoter, with Lauren being an actress and wanting to do the Gossip Report and things like that. It's hard to get in these niches because men, we get infuriated. We're inferior because we figure y'all don't know what y'all talking about. And that's just real shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's
can you imagine the lips that I get? Here I am, pasty white, blonde hair, standing around with a bunch of rap artists. What the fuck does she know about that shit? She's a
fan. You know what I'm saying? But she walks through the door and she gets treated like Suge Knight. You know what I'm saying? But that's just because of the respect that people have for G-Spot because of the respect that she gives back. You got to understand, in this industry, you have to give a little to get a little. That means respect. That's why I say respect the DJ. DJ, respect the artist. Just don't look at the artist all crazy and this, that, and the other, because we'll kick your turntables over and stuff like that, because I'm sensitive about my shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, we gotta respect each other and everything like that. So this is what we got to talk about. But since this lady's first today, we're going to get into this next song before we get up out of here called He's So Sexy. Ooh, he's so sexy. He's just him. He's just, oh, I just love everything about him. This is another joint by Ruby Red, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So we're going to get into this right now. Like I said, if y'all want to give her a shout-out or something like that or post something on her wall, y'all make sure y'all support her. Put on her wall, because today she has just become CEO, and she's really putting ladies first, especially for the BBWs, y'all. Here we go, Ruby Red. He's so sexy. He's just so fine. He's just so cute. I just love it. He's lovely and everything.
Hitman D. Commit suicide. A sexy ass nigga and his game is certified. Hustle so strong, all these bitches fall in line. He be with the business, watch a stupid check his sinners. Pocket full of hunters, trap on lock, he keep on stunting. And now he ain't my nigga, just a sexy motherfucker. And I can't tell myself to be a bad motherfucker. Type of nigga that I love, padded up and he a thug. Pimping hoes and selling drugs, hard as fuck, he stay turned up. Pocket full of money, he don't give a fuck. Type of nigga make a bitch fucking fall in love. Fucking shit, bitch, hit the fucking door. When I come around, he ain't gon' watch him anymore. Pack your fucking shit, bitch, hit the fucking door. myself because he a sexy motherfucker. Yeah, he a bad motherfucker, and I can't help myself because he a sexy motherfucker.
Yeah, y'all, that's my girl. That's my girl, Ruby. Ruby Red, and she's so sexy. He's a sexy motherfucker. He's just so sexy. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I want to say before we get up out of here, excuse me, I really have a lot of respect for Legacy Royale, Ruby Red, of course, G-Spot, you know, and Lauren Cakes. I love saying that, Lauren Cakes. I got a lot of respect for you guys because the one thing that you have and you don't realize that you have and you have to have in this industry, and that's staying power. And when I say staying power, you know, I'm on my Barry White shit when I'm saying staying power, baby. Yeah, you know me. You know how I go there and everything, you know what I'm saying? But when I say staying power, that means that no matter what, you didn't give up. No matter what went on in Las Vegas, you didn't give up. No matter what was said, how you was put down, how you was ridiculed, how they laughed at you, how they scoffed at you, you didn't give up. Dealing in this industry daily, every day, dealing with everyone's attitude, everyone's ups and downs, and everybody got their own problems that they're trying to do, and they're trying to make it in this industry too, is enough to make you want to quit sometime. Dealing with people that smile in your face and stab you in the back, it makes you want to quit sometime. We all ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm not. You know what I mean? But to keep doing this daily, to keep getting up every day, coming up with a song, writing something, pushing yourself to the next level, that takes a lot. That takes staying power. You know what I'm saying? So it would be an honor to see Legacy Royale and Ruby Red in the building tomorrow. We all take a picture to let people know that Las Vegas Unsigned Artists Unity does exist. It's not just a myth. It's just, you know, we have a few bad apples in the barrel. You know, shame, shame on them. Shame, shame. You know what I'm saying? But it does exist. And like I said, if it has to start at the singles mixer, then so be it. You never know. Y'all know. Y'all artists, yeah, bring your flash drives. You never know. Somebody may perform tomorrow night. You never know who.
That's right. Always be prepared.
Always be prepared. You know what I'm saying? So it is an honor to be able to network with you, Ruby, and, of course, Mr. Royale, you know what I'm saying, and Miss Cakes, you know what I'm saying. It's an honor. Damn, girl, you got me one pancakes now and shit. So y'all just make sure that y'all be in the building tomorrow night so we can tell a friend, tell all your friends, bring a friend and this, any other, because this is going to do nothing but get bigger and bigger and bigger, okay? So, right. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all be in the house and everything. Anybody got any last comments, shout-outs? Where you want people to go, Rebirth Nation, SoundCloud?
Google me, Ruby Red.
Yeah, definitely Google Ruby Red, RUBEERED, right?
Yep, that's it.
And definitely look up Legacy Royale on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. He's everywhere. Definitely want to hit him up. And, you know, I just want to shout out to Lady Lauren. You know, she's also known as one of Las Vegas' hottest BBW models. She might not be 300 pounds. She might not even be 200 pounds. But she is a BBW in her own right, and she is a beautiful model. She will be modeling on August 16th at the Thick Nation convention, so definitely want to check her out and Google her because she's got her brand out there as well.
Amen. She's number one. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Google Lord, y'all. Tell us that man sent you and everything. You know what I'm saying? shout out to everybody that's been listening. We hope you enjoyed another show. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Ruby Red and my man Legacy Royale for coming on the show and sharing their knowledge and their experiences and their ups and their downs. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
their views.
One more thing. Legacy is going to perform as well at the Fig Nation Convention, August 16th,
yes.
12 noon at the Orleans.
Okay.
He will be performing along with his sister, Callie Sky. They will be live.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Way to go. Way to go. Way to go, my brother. You know what I'm saying? When you can perform at the Fig Nation, you're doing things. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations, because the asses ain't never let my ass perform. I ain't even going to go there. For Fat Man and Lord and for Fat Man and Lady Lord, you know what I'm saying, and G-Spot, Ruby Red, y'all, we appreciate y'all rolling with us. And everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that you support local music, support each other. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, without music, there would be no life, y'all. We're going to get the hell up out of here, and we will see you guys mañana. See you Sunday for Pillow Talk. We'll have all the recaps of what happened Saturday night.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. All right, then, y'all. Peace out. We out of here. Peace and hair grease.
Where all my big girls at? Big chicks. Where all my big chicks at? Big girls. Y'all know the business. You already know,
man.
Big girl. I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. I like the way you do that there. You know I like the way you do that there.
In the club, it's all eyes. Watching you doing your thing, I'm hypnotized. Come over here, blow up some things to purple. I wanna turn you on to some things, I specialize. I like it when you're working the thing between your thighs. And you know I'm telling you cause I'm looking you in your eyes. So dip your hips, ass over. You know I'm about to hit it like a fat man's supposed to. Cause loving me like ecstasy, got your body next to me. This little open looper only stays because of reaching me. Dropping slow down the pole, BBW. Fat man up in this bitch with his curvy crew. Long Beach Club, curve, West Coast and blue. Friday night they get it cracking and crunk. Dedicated to the ladies with the junk in the trunk. Fat man gets tattoos bringing the funk. Like damn, I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. The way you move that there, you know I like the way you move that there. You know I wanna see you dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over. Booyaka, booyaka, up in the club. Hey yo, ghetto girl, come show me love. Got my favorite dress on, that's who's the sexiness. No woman to cry, Caribbean mistress. Cause you got a smile on lock and you keep it in hot. Long hair down your back and you're showing ass crop. Little mama taking drama while I'm smoking on Havana. I toss her in a group and serve her up like Benihana. Saving the man like a PS2. You're the number one song on my Rolling Stone review. I got a Prada and Gucci Cartier type bitch. They rock Gucci and Fendi and Chanel type shit. Let's steal away to San Tropez. Getting love on the beach by Mandalay. You're the woman I've been looking for to steal my dream. Dominican, late alien descent. I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. I like the way you move that there. You know I like the way you move that there. You know I wanna see you dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over. I like the way you move that.